Masechet Baba Kama Perek Tet Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about an item that was stolen, that changed, and that lowered in value. How does it work in terms of the return back to the original owner? Mishnah says, Gazal Behema V'Hizkina. Somebody stole an animal and it became old. Avadim V'Hizkinu. Or he stole Kanani slaves and they became old. Meshalem Kishata Gezela. He has to pay back the original owner the worth of the item that he stole at the time of the robbery. These items, the animal or the slave that were stolen, changed physically. They were older and weaker, and thus probably unable to reproduce or work on the high level that they were earlier on. So therefore, since they changed, the robber has acquired them, and he has to pay the worth back to the original owner, the worth that they were at the time of the robbery. Rabbi Meir omer, Ba'avadim omer lo hare shelecha lefanecha. Rabbi Meir disagrees about slaves. He holds that the robber could tell the original owner, here's your slave back, take it, take him out as he is, with no obligation to pay back the loss of value, according to Rabbi Meir, for ways he learns out from the Pesukim in the Torah. It's not possible for a thief to steal a slave and actually acquire him regardless of what happened to that slave. He could get older, he could grow weaker, it doesn't matter. The thief never actually acquires him, so therefore he just hands the slave back to the original owner. Gazal matbeya v'nisdak. If someone stole a coin and that coin cracked, perot v'hirkivu, or fruits and they rotted. We're talking about all of the fruits that he stole rotted, like a big vat of fruits, and they all rotted. Yayin v'yachmitz, he stole wine and it became vinegar, it soured. Meshalem kishat hagezela, he pays the worth of the item at the time that he stole it. The article here, the item we're talking about, has recognizable change. It changed enough for it to become the thief's property. You could tell on any of these items that they're not on the same quality that they were earlier on. Therefore, the thief would keep it, and he has to pay the original owner the value of what it was at the time that it was stolen. Now we'll talk about things that do not change in a recognizable way. Matbeya v'nifsal. Let's say somebody stole a coin, and that coin didn't suffer physically at all. It's the same exact coin, but it stopped being accepted by the local people as money. People in other places were using it in their towns, but locally it wasn't currency anymore. Tiruma v'nitmet. Somebody stole tiruma, and then it became impure. So physically it looked exactly the same, but it became impure, and therefore it was forbidden to be eaten. Hametz ve'avar alav pesach, or he stole hametz, and then he kept it by him, and it lasted through Pesach, and then it becomes permanently forbidden. Hametz avar alav pesach, if hametz was in the possession of a Jew during Pesach on a derabanan level, it's forbidden to use even after Pesach is over. Behema v'ne'evda ba'avera, person stole an animal and a sin was performed with it, so it can't be used as a korban anymore. For example, it was used in Avodah Zarah service, or shenifsela me'al gabei ha-mizbeach, or the animal became disqualified from being brought on the mizbeach because it developed a blemish, and the blemish can't be seen to the naked eye, can't be seen easily. Or shehayta yotzet lisakil, or the animal was being taken out to be stoned. It killed the person, and therefore the court said that the animal had to die. Omer lo hare shelecha lefanecha. The Mishnah says, the robber could tell the original owner back, here's your item before you, take it like it is. There's no significant change, even though there is change, like we mentioned throughout this last part of the Mishnah, the change is not obvious. So therefore, the item is not considered to have been acquired by the thief. It didn't change to the extent that the robber would now take possession of it, so therefore the robber could tell the original owner back, here's your item, I'm returning it, take it like it is, and I'm not obligated to pay you for the loss of value.